Hello, it is I, Chuck Tomasi, coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. And you're probably wondering to yourself, Chuck, why does this sound like it was recorded in your backyard on your phone? And that is specifically my point of this show. It was recorded in my backyard on my phone. It is to show you how easy it is and what a low barrier of entry there is to recording a podcast. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on a microphone and mixer and cables and you can quite literally pick up your phone and start talking. It doesn't have to be high production value with the musical intro and voiceovers, and you get started. This is your own brand. You make it what you want. You don't need any fancy equipment. I am using my iPhone 6 Plus. It's going on about 3 years old, and I'm using a software package called RecUp. It has one button that says record, and when I'm done, the file gets uploaded to Dropbox. Pretty easy. My process is pick up and record. There's low preparation. How much preparation you do on your podcast depends on you. Some people can pick up the phone and start talking, or the microphone, or whatever. I, on the other hand, have to think through my thoughts, get them a little more organized. I like jotting things down on a piece of paper. So when I say show notes, I have a piece of paper that has notes on it, just so that I don't miss anything. My brain likes to jump around a lot. I'll be thinking of one thing and it'll lead down a rabbit trail on another. And if I don't be careful, I'll miss the entire point of what I came here to tell you about. Okay? So when I'm done and I stop hitting record, I have an MP3 sitting in my Dropbox folder. I'll go to my laptop and I can tag it and upload it. It really is that simple. You do not need a lot of work. In fact, you can maybe be able to hear a little breeze going past the microphone, which means I don't have a windscreen. These are just my Apple earbuds straight out of the box, plugged into my phone. It really is this easy. In fact, this is how some people do it on the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. If you're not familiar with the Dog Days of Podcasting, it is a challenge that Craig Stepp started in 2012 to get podcasters to record a podcast a day for 30 days in the month of August. Now, this being recorded 1st of October, we missed it for this year. Well, I didn't miss it, but if you wanted to do that, if you want to get involved with it next year, go over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com and keep your eye on that. There will be a mega feed with all of the podcasts, and after a while, the podcast isn't so much recording a podcast a day, but listening to a podcast a day. And this is quite realistically, I use a slightly different software package. There are different options. I use one called Boss Jock so that I can put in a musical intro. It's about $9 or $10 on the iPhone, and I can drop in what they call carts. There's little cartridges similar to what a radio station would do. You have a musical piece or a sound effect or something all queued up, and you press a button. For the $10, it's easy enough for me, and it also has quite a bit of software enhancing algorithms on the back end to make it sound pretty and upload it to FTP or wherever you want to put it. There's lots and lots of options for $10 in that. RecUp, on the other hand, is free. So it is what it is. You get what you get. And there are many other alternatives. You can record it directly to your phone using built-in software, whether it's iOS or Android, and then retrieve it from there. It's up to you. Other options for hardware could be maybe using an external microphone. As I mentioned, I'm using the white earbuds from Apple, you know, those kind of uncomfortable ones. I feel like they're constantly falling out. At least they do to me. And I have also used my some cheap $6 ones from Walgreens and stuffed those in here. They just stay in my head better and they monitor a little nicer. There's the option of putting in an external microphone. I've got a Rode VideoMic ME, which plugs into the headphone jack. This is pre-headphone jack disappearing on the iPhone. And comes with a very nice windscreen. It's meant for capturing short videos and audio outside. The windscreen is very helpful, as well as accessories that plug into the lightning port. I've seen numerous ones of these. Now, those will run a little bit more. There's even a way to take an existing XLR microphone, that'd be a higher-end microphone with 3-pin connections on it, and plug that into the phone using an XLR to lightning port. Again, I do this because I'm I use an iPhone most of the time. My children have Android phones, so if you want, we can do a little bit of research and follow up on that and find out what you can connect with USB. But the point is, you don't need any of that to get started. You can add on as you go. You can build up and continue to grow your podcast rig. You can cross over and use something. Maybe you want to use something from the studio if you've got a studio setup and a portable rig. This kind of setup is really handy if you're out on the road and you want to do an interview with somebody. You say, hey, can I get a podcast interview or an ID? You want a celebrity or something to say, hey, this is so-and-so and you're listening to such and such a podcast. Rock on. Go for it. You can take out your phone. It really is quite that easy to record these days. Such was not the case when we were writing the book 10 years or so ago. The mobile portable rigs were a little more hard to come by, and we will get into more of the portable recording gadgets that you can pick up. This is also being done in one take. Some people prefer editing, some people don't. Now, you can take this, and as I said, it will save directly to my Dropbox, which will sync to my laptop. I can take that into a program like Audacity and edit out ums, ahs. Things to be aware of, though. If you are doing this, I don't know if you can hear it or not, there is a plane going overhead. There are air conditioners running in the background. There may be birds. I don't know. I got earbuds shoved in my ear holes. So you want to be aware of your surroundings so that you maybe you do want those as ambiance to let people know we are outside or we are at a concert or I am recording this in my car and you're going to hear road noise. That's fine. That's fine. It's whatever you want it to be, that's what you get. But don't expect studio grade, high quality, polished sound out of a phone just to set your expectations. This is grab it and go, and hey, I've made a recording. Now, that being said, the quality of some of these things has turned out pretty darn well over the quality of the equipment has gone up, the quality of the software that processes the sound has gone up, and frankly, I'm surprised at how well these things record. People say, "What were you using for a microphone?" I said, "I'm using my original Apple earbuds." I apologize. Don't apologize. That audio was pretty good. So, you can do all right for basically free. I spent absolutely nothing on the application. I spent absolutely nothing on the earbuds. Now, it's going to sound like I spent nothing. This is what you can get for free. It's pretty good. So the old phrase in podcasting is, content is king. Make sure you have something interesting to say, and you connect with your audience, of course. And quality is queen. If the quality is so low that people are going to have a hard time understanding it, maybe the volume is too low, etc., you may want to bring it into an application and adjust it a little bit. And if the queen's not happy, then ain't nobody happy. So it's a balancing act. It's not all or nothing. But there is a balancing act between content and quality. And this is just to show you can get the best of both worlds on a budget. This is about as budget as you can get. So that's my message for today. This is recording in the raw and how easy it is to just pick up and go. As we go through these shows, you'll hear there's going to be more production added to them. We'll put the we'll put the intro back in. There will be episodes with T only. There will be episodes with me only. There will be episodes where we're both together, sometimes both in the same room on studio mics. So we're going to take this in every direction. This is the kind of thing that's the companion podcast was built for. We want you to hear and see what doesn't quite translate as well in the printed word. That being said, the book is a mighty fine resource to help you get started, to show you software settings on the screen, get you familiar with some of these things. But to actually hear and see some of these artifacts in the wild is what we're here for. So thank you very much for listening. And as T likes to say, pod on.
Interested in starting a podcast? Then be sure to attend PIY 2017. PIY is the Podcast It Yourself Workshop, October 28th in Phoenix, Arizona. Learn about software, hardware, accessories, best practices, and more to make your podcast rock. Need more information? We'll have the authors of Podcasting for Dummies 3rd Edition, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi, on hand to answer questions and sign books. Spaces are limited, so go to podcastingfordummies.com and sign up for PIY 2017. We look forward to seeing you there.